All right. Could you please spell out your first and last name for me, please?
My first name is Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Last name Murph, M-U-R-P-H.
Awesome. So our first question for you today is, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on the scale between trust and distrust? So 0 would be absolutely distrustful of the system. 10 would be complete, like full 100% trust. So feel free to move this, kind of hard to move, but move it to where you would feel. About a 6? Can you share the story of why you picked that spot, picked the 6?
I think I picked that spot because overall I trust the voting process. However, I think there are people intentionally putting barriers in place that would restrict certain groups of people from expressing their right to vote. And I think those barriers, policies, laws, whatever they might be, are really harmful to our community, especially a growing community that is really diverse in terms of who can vote in our country. I also think that we need to take away the rules saying that people with felony convictions can no longer vote. And so that is something I think should change across the country.
Absolutely. Where would you like to be on this scale, preferably?
I'd love to be at a 10, and that means to me that everyone has their right to vote and that they have the resources to get to our voting or polling places, and that they also know who's on their ballot and they're informed.
And finally, can you imagine the conditions in which you could be there at a 10?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Could you imagine the conditions that, or like you would make, or I guess more so we collectively could make, like what this meeting is about? You kind of already talked about this, but tell me to like to the microphone, can you imagine the conditions in which we could get everybody to attend? Yeah.
I think expanding kind of our definition of who is a citizen in our country and who has the right to vote, and I think that's everyone, including people with felony convictions, including immigrant and migrant individuals. I think the conditions would be that polling places are inaccessible places for folks, that multiple languages are honored in the voting process, and that you also see people on the ballot that look like the community in which you're voting.
Anything else you would like to add?
Just get out to vote, and your health depends on it.
Absolutely. Would you like to take the Teach a Kid to Vote challenge?
What is that?
It's another set of questions. You just have to like answer them in a child-friendly, understanding way. How would you encourage maybe a kid of your own or some like a niece or nephew to vote? So
I'll do it.
What is voting?
Voting is when you get a piece of paper or you go on the computer, you look at the names and the rules that you like most. And it's because the rules are fair for everyone and they're there to protect you and keep you safe and make sure you're healthy and happy. And you select who represents that the best and what rules represent that the best, what works for you in your life to keep you healthy, happy, and safe.
Well said. How do you do it? How do you vote? What's the process look like?
First, you got to make sure you're registered to vote. So there are multiple websites you can go on to check that. You also should check the ballot. So whoever or whatever is on the ballot, I think it's myvote.wisconsin.gov. And then also find your polling place, and you can register there and go and be brave enough to choose the candidates and the rules that best represent you.
Why do we vote? Why do we do it?
Why do we vote? We vote to protect our community, to keep our community safe, healthy, clean, and a welcoming and kind place for everyone to live.
Will you vote? Why or why not?
I will absolutely vote. It's my right, and I want to make sure that the people and the policies that are being passed protect myself and future generations of children.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.